Since 1988, Whitetail Institute has been perfecting annual and perennial seed products specifically for hunters who plant food plots. Their seeds have been engineered to be palatable, high in protein, and extremely attractive to deer. Whether you live in the Deep South or Midwest farm country, they have products that will help you grow your best food plot yet. For more information about their seeds and their blends, visit whitetailinstitute.com. Enter the discount code SE15 for 15% off.
You're listening to the Antler Up podcast, where we dive into archery, hunting, and the mindset needed to elevate your game. Join us as we explore the latest strategies and gear to help you become the best hunter you can be, both in and out of the woods. When you hit the woods, there's no room for second-rate gear. That's why I trust Huntworth. They build high-performance hunting gear that keeps you concealed, comfortable, and locked in without the ridiculous price tag. Whether it's lightweight gear for those sweaty September sits, rock-solid mid-season layers, or insulated late-season killers, Huntworth has the lineup to keep you grinding all year long. And every season, they're dropping new gear that's built for serious hunters who demand more out of what they wear. So if you're tired of paying for a logo instead of performance, it's time to upgrade. Head over to huntworthgear.com, check out the full lineup, and hunt prepared, hunt hard, hunt with Huntworth. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Antler Up podcast. And today, got a solo episode. And honestly, this is one I've been really looking forward to sitting down and recording, because right now we're in that time of year where things start to get real. ASA season is kicking up. Tack is right around the corner. And for me personally, it's about getting reps, building confidence, and really dialing in my equipment. So when I step out onto the 3D course or eventually the woods, I know exactly what I've got in my hands. So today I'm breaking down both of my current bow setups. My Arc 34, which is my target slash ASA bow, and my Arc 30, which is my tack slash hunting setup. And these two are built for two completely different purposes that we're going to get into. We're going to discuss why I chose each bow for its role, how I built them out, what I've learned through tuning and shooting so far, and honestly, what I'm still trying to figure out, because I'm right in the middle of it with you guys too. So grab your gear, sit back, and let's get into this one. All right, so before we get started discussing this, just a couple housekeeping things that I do want to say. Just like I just mentioned about ASA kicking off, obviously you have the big national events. However, Pennsylvania does a really good job with their ASA program, and they have the PA Clash for Cash, or Cash for Clash, one of the two. The first one is going to be the April 20th. The second one is going to be at the 23rd and 24th. And the last but not least is the 20th and 21st of June, with the state shoot being sometime in July. I think it's actually that last weekend or whatever it is for the RBD as well in July for the state shoot, because I know a lot of people will be going to the RBD. But the first one up is Palmyra in April. Second one is at West Penn in May. In June, I believe it's at the Harrisburg Archers Group there in June. If you're in PA, you're interested in doing that, I highly suggest that you do it. 2 years ago, I did it and absolutely loved it. Last year, just because of baby and some other family commitments, I was unable to attend, really missed it. And I felt like it also hindered my hunting composure and really just everything else that, you know, just goes along with that side of things as well, which kind of, you know, that's a whole different beast. So I just wanted to throw that out there. So let's talk about the one that I got first, and that's the Arc 34, which is the ASA setup. And this is my target bow, and this is the one for me that is all about precision. And I'll say right off the bat that this bow isn't about speed. It's not about maneuverability. It's about my control. You can hunt with this bow 1,000%, even in the whitetail woods. Tom just got one, and he's set his up. He's shooting. It's an awesome bow. And why the Arc 34 compared to, like, say, a Tidal or something along those lines? Well, obviously, with me being short draw and just, you know, kind of wanting it to potentially be also like a backup hunting bow just in case something were to happen. I'm able to do that, obviously, with the mods. So that's an easy kind of switch back and forth. So what I noticed, though, right away with this bow was really how stable it was at full draw. I mean, all these bows anymore are so good. It is kind of potatoes, potatoes, and it's really what suits you and what fits you. And even if you shot long enough, you know, aiming isn't about holding perfectly still. It's about managing that float. Honestly, that's the first thing that I've noticed with this specific bow setup that I had to get used to, because I shot indoor with it at Nate's at Average Jack Archery. And that is, I was holding perfectly still. I really never had a bow where it just like settled on the pin and stayed there. That was something new. I'm not using that SOS system or whatever it's called that AccuArchery makes. So that float pattern, I kind of got out of the bow. So, and you know, I feel like I've gotten used to it. I'm building confidence compared to bows I've shot in the past. This one just feels like it just wants to sit there and it lets me execute a clean shot. So the build breakdown was pretty simple, pretty basic. You know, just want to get into how I built this thing out. I'm running a setup that I really prioritize balance and repeatability. So I shoot that 145 class in ASA, which you are allowed to move your movable sight. You're allowed to have 18 inches out front, which is really nice. You still can only have a 12-inch stabilizer on the rear. So I'm running, I'm just around 15, 16 inches out front. And then on the back, I'm just shy of 12 as well. I think I have a little bit of wiggle room, but it's pretty heavy. It's kind of a boat, which I really like. Draw length is at 27 inches. I have it set up with the 60-pound Z mods, so really like that draw cycle. And also used for both of these bows to get a rough sight tape, Precision Cut Archery program. I found that to be very simple. I do have a draw board, I do have a bow press, all that stuff, so I was able to safely get those measurements. And I do have a chrono, so I was able to get my speed. But going back to the bow specifically, those.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill at its lowest price ever and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first and only GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Based on advertised cash price for 30-day supply of medication only. Membership required. Fee not included, and billed separately. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Stabilizers, I'm running the track from Shrewd Archery. I've always been a Shrewd Archery fan. Just really like those guys down there in Virginia for what they've done. So I'm really not tweaking anything as far as the weight goes on that. Like I feel very stable, feel really good about it. Arrow, let's go to the sight. Sight is the B3 Q2 3D exact bow sight with the housing from the Shrewd Archery. which is going to be 19 thou with just a single pin and pretty basic. Using the E-Tac Lite, so nothing too crazy. Really like that B3 site. Guys down there do a really good job as well. Really amazing customer service. They really do take care of their customers. So really easy to support that. And arrow setup here is also specific for the jobs. I'm shooting a 394 grain Ultra 23, and I have 120s up front, running it a 3-fletch, running the boning Atlas veins. Really like those, coming in at 9 grains per vein. I'm running AAE Pinox, and yeah, the 23s, that's what I've been shooting for the last, 3 years. Even though I did not participate in ASA last year, I did practice with that bow a lot, and that's, I really like the 23s compared to a 25. They're just super light. Always makes you guess, though, to shoot something like that. But right from the tuning standpoint, Paper Tune came out really clean, just a small right tear, and fixed that up right away just with the tuning system that Matthews has now, which makes it so nice, and was able to do that within one shot. So two total shots after that first right tear, it was a perfect bull hole. So very, very easy to use. It is just any more, these bows that have it, Elite has a really great set lock technology, obviously Bowtech, Hoyt just threw something in this past year. So really, if a bow does not have that, they're like behind the times now at this point. So yeah, so what am I doing now with this bow setup? Also running the Vapor Trail rest on that sucker. Yeah, the Victor. So running the Victor on that, I have the cage taken off. So really great bow overall, really happy with it. But what I'm testing out right now is just making sure that that sight tape is the one. Like I said, being that I'm in that ASA Hunter 45 class, it's got to go down, be accurate, and just testing that side of things out. So weight stabilizing, weight looks good. Really like my sight picture. I really like the Hamsky peep that you could do the different apertures. So like right now I have like a 1/8 in it. Really do like it. Probably might go up one once I get outside. We'll see how the sight picture looks and everything. So right now the ARC 34 setup for ASA, it's going to be here next couple of weeks. So Nate and I are actually going to be driving down together. Really excited for that. The speeds that I'm getting out of the Z mods at 60 pounds, 27 inch draw, I was right at 272, which, 392 grain arrow. To me, I was pleasantly happy with that. Yeah. Shot process feels pretty good. Shooting different releases. The one that I keep going to and one that I really, really like is the new UV2 button. I just like the crispiness of it. I like the feel. I started throwing some skateboard tape in the groove fingers of all my releases. Just really like that. And same thing on the grip. Actually running on the math on both of the ARC 34 and the ARC 30, the UltraView grip on them. And yeah, can't complain with that setup. Now, my ARC 30, which is brand new to me, and getting that one set up, that is coming in at 75 pounds with the Z mod. And this is my goal with this bow setup. The reason why I said tack and hunting was because I wanted to have one setup for both. So me and the guys are going to tack this year, and I wanted to have one arrow where I'm going to use there. And it's the same arrow I'm going to use hunting. And that was the goal. So with that ARC 30, that is obviously 4 inches shorter ATA. And I have a 12 inch stabilizer out front going bridge lock. I want bridge lock on the 30 for everything. So obviously the track Shrewd stabilizers on the 34, they don't integrate it. They're not using the bridge lock. On the 30, though, I went all bridge lock. I went cry once, buy once type of ordeal and just went ham. And this is what I built. So the breakdown for it, 27 inches, 75 pounds, Z mods, and the draw cycle. I did have the 70 regular, I guess you would just say standard switch weight mods on it. It literally feels smoother drawing at 75 pounds on the Z. You can see, you're pulling back a couple extra weight, but it's smoother. I don't know how, and it does remind me a lot of the same draw cycle as the 34, even coming at 60 pounds, like it's the same repeatability. I do have to pull a little bit more, obviously, 15 more pounds on the 30, but man, that thing holds like a son of a gun. Like, I'm friggin' tickled pink. I can't wait to send some bombs on that with that bow and zip through a deer with that. So bridge lock, stabilizers, obviously using the limb legs. I'm running 3 ounces out front and I'm running 5 ounces out back. I'm running a QAD MX2 rest on it. I got the Ultra View Sight 2 integrated and running the same Hamsky peep that. So I think it's the FS that has the, you can hunting more style, change the aperture. So I think right now in that one, I have a 532. So yeah, that setup coming in at those measurements, 440 grain arrow is coming in at 284, and pretty pumped about that. Fastest bow to date that I've had. Also, kind of the most weight I've pulled back. Honestly, I need to get like a scale that I could pull that back and see how much, where it's actually at, because I would love to know if it's a little bit hotter or not. Probably not. I'm just a weakling. So yeah, that's where that overall setup is at. And like I said, for tack, it's going to be able to get me out further distances. It's going to hopefully shoot flatter. And as far as hunting, I'm just so pumped to see you again, like when it comes to hunting time, to see what the penetration is going to be. I've had good luck the last couple years regardless, but I don't know. I'm just super, super pumped to see how that goes. Actually, as far as tuning goes, same thing happened. I had a slight right tear. Again, made the small adjustment. Next shot, bullet hole. Next shot to verify, bullet hole. Called it good. Got the speed, plugged that into the Precision Cut archery program, and was able to, I have a label printer and it has that option to print that on that. So I lined up those sight tapes to the given ones. And that's what I did with the B3 for the ARC 34. So I found ones where it lines up. So again, I just need to go out and verify and shoot those, just because I would rather still use the provided sight tapes, but just line it up until like maybe I would find a better printer to create my own, because it is a sweet badass program. So if you know somebody that is capable of doing it, I would highly suggest, especially if you want something geared towards your liking, like you want different colors for ranges, as far as like, say like a 20 to 30, 30, whatever it be, it's a very customizable program. And for $36 a year, can't really beat it if you're somebody that is really into it and shoots a lot. And now if you just do hunting, maybe, If you know that you might be going out west and have a different arrow compared to whitetail, something along those lines, I could definitely see it. But, you know, but if you're a tinker, for $36, it's definitely a pretty good investment to see. So going back to tack. So there's going to be 6 of us, including myself, going up and shooting. Really, really excited for this year's group. The same hooligans, myself, Josh, Jim, and Tim. And we got a buddy coming from Josh Apgar, and then we have AJ, my good friend AJ, that's I've gone to hunt turkey, whitetail in Ohio. We had him on the podcast. So just really, really can't wait until this year's tack to spend time with those guys. I think right now in the dog days of like right before spring, I definitely need it to be with my best friends and all that stuff. It's just mentally and all that stuff. It's just definitely needed. So like, let's put these two bows kind of side to side a little bit. I'm sure I'm skipping a bunch and I'll kind of go back if need to, but you know, I these are two different bows. Obviously 34 aims amazing, feels so stable, more forgiving in that environment. I will say the 34 has a little bit more vibration, and I hate to say that shit, but it really does, not a whole lot. But compared to the 30, the 34 just feels so comfortable. The 30 feels really comfortable right now, and I haven't been able to shoot it a ton, the 30, but the 34 is awesome. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to take it already for like next year indoor, since I don't really think I had a good sight tape on it. I was kind of just sending arrows down range and I did okay. Definitely not to what I was kind of have for my own expectations, but it is what it is. But yeah, so really excited for TAC. But again, before TAC, have two ASA events. So like one thing I'm really been thinking about is how different my mindset is between, you know, going into that, where ASA is more controlled, more repeatable, it's very process driven. And like having that year off, I'm really itching at the bit because I've been doing a lot of self-reflecting about myself, about where I'm at with the game of archery. And I'm just really excited to see some of the things that I'm working on personally to see putting it out there and going out there. Kind of other things to talk about, really. Let me just kind of go back quick, though, to make sure I answered some things that I know I wanted to talk about. So like why I chose the bow, each one for sure. Answer that, you know, how I built them out, tricked them out, absolutely. And what I've learned through tuning and shooting so far is that, honestly, like I have a lot more time behind the 34, but man, that bow is so enjoyable to shoot. I know Nate has even said it like on the video during his review, like for Matthews, that is hands down their best bow they've made to date. Like easily can say that 34 is awesome. The 30 with the speeds and everything that I'm getting, I'm super excited. Like I said, I'm just so excited to hunt with that thing this year. And then like things I'm trying to figure out is just making sure I get those sight tapes dialed. You know, I shot so many different bows in the last couple of years. The last three, I've been shooting only elites, amazing bows, great people there as well. But you know, I just something new, something different, and it's kind of going to be the motto, I guess, going into this year, especially when it comes to antler up even. So yeah, that's answers those questions hands down. And if there's any questions about the bows or anything like that, please reach out, hit me up. And I love obviously talking about that type of stuff. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now. I got the new, some other things that I got new maybe to talk about. Definitely check out our recent guest was Jared Schaefer, the Ginger Ninja. That little business that if you listen to that episode at the end that we talked about, he did mention about his little gun slings. I was able to snag two of them off of him. Unbelievable. Like, I can't believe this dude makes this stuff. Like, Jared is one of the best humans I know. And he's so creative. So definitely please, if you're in the market of supporting somebody and just need some extra little pieces of gear, like a gunsling, check them out. And then the other pieces of rocking like an action camera, really, really slick. And you don't even know you're wearing it. So that's new. Other new piece to me is a hip quiver, testing out the new Kafaru range quiver, which if like these local ASA events, they're not backed up enough for me to bring a stool. I did one time and I was like, why did I bring this big thing and be lugging it around? My marsupial gear, I love it. I think it's built amazing. I think it's perfect for a couple 23 size arrows, but not like a full quiver. I mean, maybe, but it's a little tight. But this new Kafaru range quiver is awesome. It's kind of like, man, it looks big, but it doesn't feel big when you're wearing it. The arrows don't rattle around either. So if you're in the market for a new quiver, hip quiver, if you're doing ASA stuff or anything along those lines, and you want to carry a little bit more that you need to, definitely check that sucker out. I actually really, really like it. Awesome people there too. So yeah, so I'm really excited to share more with you guys what we got going on. I'm going to try to do more video stuff and everything along those lines. And I'm kind of fired up. I've got out a couple areas here locally to scout, not a whole crazy lot of like, I didn't find any sheds or anything like that. And a couple crossed off a couple of spots that were definitely no's, and maybe some other places I want to dive in deeper, but obviously the shooting stuff's coming up. Archery or turkey season's right around the corner, taking my daughter's fishing. So I'm really excited. So yeah. And that's really, really the goal, man, is have fun and get ready, tune things up. So if you have any questions about the builds, tuning, setups, reach out, man. Love to hear what you're running this year too. And stay tuned because we'll definitely cover how ASA prep's going, pack experience, all that, and what I change maybe going forward and how we're always going to be doing things. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. It was a short one, quick one. But until next time. Antler Up.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Antler Up podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Please go check us out on our Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. If you enjoyed this episode, go leave a review and subscribe for next week's episode. Until then, Antler Up.